yeah, follow the international traditions and celebrations. Well.
That's right. And, of course, who started the Christmas stocking tradition? Of course, children in European countries hang out their stockings mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve and they hope for a present from Father Christmas. Mm-hmm. That tradition actually goes to St. Nicholas, or St. Nicholas is widely credited with beginning of the Christmas stocking tradition.
Thank you for the information. Maybe after a short break, we will be back with you. That 2024 would witness health, increased hope and merriment among members of the international community, and promotion of peace and security throughout the world. And peace is what the world needs now. And I have to add that my heart are with Palestinians who are suffering 75 years of the Israeli regime's occupation, oppression and exploitation.
Yes, certainly our hearts and our thoughts are with the Palestinians, particularly those who are in the Gaza Strip, who are going through a dreadful war at the moment, a terrible genocidal war. And we hope very much that the new year, 2024, would bring peace and security to everywhere, particularly to the Palestinians of Gaza.
We hope that in the new year, 2024, Palestine be liberated from the yoke of the Zionists, and Palestinians gain their real calm and peace, God willing.
Yes, and it just remains for us to wish all our listeners a happy new year and a prosperous new year.
God bless you. Goodbye.
From all of us here in Tehran, a happy new year 2024. This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day, from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Southern Africa can tune in to the English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz, every day, from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAT 5 and IntelSat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.ir/en. Now you can listen to Arabi English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode we talked about different dimensions of human being and we talked about the concept of soul and nafs in the Holy Quran. We talked about different functions of the soul. We said one of the functions is commanding to evil or vicious acts, al-ammaratu bisu'. Another function is blaming, self-blaming soul, that the soul has it, and it's a good function if it works and functions in the proper limits of it. And then we talked about an-nafs al-musawwila, the justifying soul, the soul that justifies the wrong actions for the person so that the person does not see the evilness in those actions. And now we should arrive at an-nafs al-mutma'inna. If a person arrives at an-nafs al-mutma'inna, meaning that he's not at this stage of commanding soul, the person who commits sins, and he's not at a stage of self-blaming soul because he has not done anything wrong, and he's not at the stage of justifying soul because, again, he has not done anything wrong in order to need to justify it. Then he arrives at the stage of an-nafs al-mutma'inna, the settled soul, or the soul at peace, or the peaceful soul. And this happens after years and years, continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. When a person develops a habit, an established disposition of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment of his life, whether in pain or in pleasure, whether sickness or healthiness, whether in richness, when he is rich or wealthy or he's poor, doesn't matter the situation in life, he always remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the moments that his soul commands him to do, to follow his desires, to do things that he likes, but then he remembers that they are against the wish and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she, such a person, would arrive at the settled soul. Then the soul of such a person is at peace. He's not fighting. There is no fight or conflict within his soul between the nafs al-lawwama and then an-nafs al-amara, or the conflict between an-nafs al-musawwila and an-nafs al-lawwama. No, he has arrived at a stable position, disposition of being settled with whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for him, has planned for him. And the verse referring to that is Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna at the end of Surah Al-Fajr. You all know it. The very beautifully the verse ends Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irja'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah. Some experts in the exegesis of the Holy Quran, both in Sunni and Shia schools of thought, they have linked an-nafs al-mutma'inna with an-nafs al-radiyah, the stage of being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with the person. So it's a mutual relationship. When a person is pleased with whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for him, has done for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is pleased with whatever that person has done, it's the highest stage, wa ridwanun min Allah akbar, the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this satisfaction that a person has. We should talk about that satisfaction in the next segment after the break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about An-Nafs al-Mutma'inna, and we said how it transcends all other souls, and we can count that as that final perfect or destination that we said in the journey of perfection Quran designates for people. And we said how Ar-Ridwan min Allah Akbar that we have in the Holy Quran, Ar-Ridwan min Allah Akbar, because generally when we think about the blessings of the hereafter, we think of like the blessings that there's a pleasure in them, and for example the things that people will have, food, and I don't know, the peace that is there. What about the sense and feeling of satisfaction? Let me give you an example. For example, imagine that you have been invited to a party, and then there are people there, but one of these people is a celebrity, for example, a person that people love, that are fans of these people. And then there's this table of food, and people can enjoy themselves with the food and everything. But then when the party ends, people don't talk about the food, they talk about if they had got the chance to have a picture with that celebrity, for example, the person that was very famous, and or even if that famous person, that popular person, showed some respect, some attention to them. You see how people are crazy about that, like as if they don't care about the food, they don't care about, as if nothing else had happened in that night. But the fact that I had a chance to take a picture with that celebrity, with that person who is popular and keeps the picture, and other people who has access to the food, who had access to the food but did not have access to that position beside and near that important person, they are not that much pleased, as if something is missing of their night. So the it's an analogy, just a metaphor. But we can see that for us as human beings, the food and the pleasures that we have are not the kernel desire. We need something else that we enjoy much more than other things, and that is the attention. And this attention is important. Where does it come from? If it comes from an important person, the most significant person of the whole history, if he gives attention to you, a special attention, then that is completely something else. But if it is not there, then as if a big thing is missing in the journey of the perfection. That is how Ridwan min Allah Akbar, the very fact that a person knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with him is a big, big thing in the overall sense of perfection for that person. So the verse says, Ya ayyuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna, O the soul at peace, irji'i ila rabbik, return to your Lord, radiyatan mardiyah, know that you are pleased with your Lord and your Lord is pleased with you, fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter to the company of my servants. And ibadi, interpreters of the Holy Quran, they say it's a very big honor, great honor, the attribution of servants to himself. It doesn't say ibadullah, it doesn't say ibadur rahman, because we have that in other verses. But this one is not ibadullah, this is ibadi, as if it's an immediate, direct address. You're one of my people. You're one of my people in my company. And وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter to my paradise. Not al-jannah, not paradise. It is my paradise. It's a different level of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to follow perfection that He has planned for us. Thank you very much. Keep me in your du'as until next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala ali Nabi.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
Welcome back to Aperture. In the first part of the program, we follow Javad, an Iranian nature explorer and documentary filmmaker, to the south of Iran and saw the most amazing combination nature could match together, the desert and the sea. We also met the region's native inhabitants and got acquainted with their unique lifestyle. Stay with us as Javad travels to other villages of the region to discover the culture and customs of the people.
In the past, the staple grains for all of Iran came from Sistan and Balochistan. But what for severe drought spells and misguided planning over the years, the province has completely lost that status. But today, in some areas of this province, and in the Bahu Kalat district in particular, all kinds of vegetables and tropical fruits are cultivated. There is a mango tree that's in full bloom, exploding with blossoms. In about 5 months, they will turn into delicious, juicy mangoes. This is heaven indeed. Walking around in the palm groves and other gardens in Bahu Kalad gives me a lot of peace. One of the most beautiful things I come across during my stroll is the Baluchi squirrel. The Baluchi squirrel, also known as the stripy or palm squirrel, is a unique species of rodents living in parts of Iran, Pakistan, India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The most distinctive feature of this mammal is the dark stripes on a white background on its back. In the past, the inhabitants of Sistan and Balochistan believed these stripes were the fingerprints of the gods. A typical Baluchi squirrel is between 13 and 15 centimeters from its head to the end of its rump, and its tail adds an additional 14 to 19 centimeters to its total length. It's quite refreshing to see Baluchi children playing and gallivanting around in the banana groves. Beautiful, pure souls, the product of their serene, peaceful surroundings. Children of Shir Gwaz spend the whole week waiting to go to the fruit groves near the village to expend some of their inexhaustible energy. What they also do is they cook their traditional food on their own, and just like their elders, they gather around, sing, and play. The kids here have distinctive, innocent faces. They are just gorgeous. And they're all wearing their traditional costumes, boys and girls alike, all wearing traditional clothes. They're among the oldest, most original tribes in Iran. They're very noble and very patient. They are a people with a lot of patience. And although some of them don't have good living conditions, they are very patient folks. They're so content. The Baluchi culture is the perfect example of a culture of nobility and peace. And those cultural traits are readily visible in the architecture of the old houses in this village. The architectural design is endemic to Baluchistan. You can't see anything like this anywhere else in Iran. There are also new houses in these areas with designs influenced by Indian and Pakistani cultures and architectures. One of the characteristics of Baluch families is their large populations. Wherever in the village I go, I'm surrounded by many of little angels offering a breath of fresh air after a long day of hard work. They fill my heart with peace and joy. Perhaps one of the reasons these kids are so happy is their beautiful, tranquil, natural environments. Just as influential is the beautiful, happy colors used in the clothes that these little girls have on. Clothes that are embroidered by the artistic hands of their mothers. Hand embroidery on colorful clothes and fabric is among the most important crafts of Baluchi women. And fortunately, Baluchi women have been able to preserve this exquisite art, a skill handed down through generations. It's noontime. It can get really hot in Shirguaz, even in the middle of winter. But the boys of the village have a good solution to fighting the scorching heat. What they do at a time like this is jump into the waters of Shirguaz River and swim to their heart's content. These children usually play together in groups. The day offers an opportunity for me to make a return to the beautiful carefree days of my own childhood. Live life as an uninhibited, unabashed explorer of the unknown. Playing with these children serves as an outlet for the negative energy in me. Although the children in Shirguaz don't have much to entertain themselves with, they're all growing up happy, healthy, and strong by playing in groups and making the best of what their natural environment provides them with. No computers to spend the whole day on, playing virtual computer games that don't involve any physical activity, video games that have taken the place of playing outside for many kids today, outdoor experiences in nature, and plenty of physical activity that a growing body craves. These children's only toy is nature, going up trees, diving into the river and swimming, playing with animals, singing songs and helping their parents at home and on the farm, frolicking around and playing with stones and pebbles. This non-stop joyful mobility is the reason behind these children's physical health and happy disposition. Very soon, I leave the village and set out for my next destination. I have to travel 250 kilometers to the west of Baluchistan, to a place 80 kilometers north of the city of Nikshar, a name that reminds me of my country's beautiful north. Given its unique geographical location, Baluchistan has a diverse and strange climate. Some parts of this area is affected by the tropical climate of India, in the south by the Sea of Oman, in the west by the Jazmurian Inland Basin, and in the north by Lut Desert. Surrounded by these different climatic conditions, Baluchistan features diverse lifestyles and various plant and animal species. Baluchistan is a dry, water-thirsty land. The average annual rainfall in the province is around 110 millimeters. But the important thing is, all that water comes down in only a couple of torrential rainfalls that cause the rivers in the province to overflow their banks. The ensuing flooding leaves behind a trail of destruction every time. The people here tell me they get snow and blizzards in some winters too, because of the mountains in the Gorgan area. Perhaps you'll find it interesting to know there is a place named Gorgan in Sistan and Baluchistan province. But no, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the city of Gorgan in the north of Iran. This area is comprised of around 11 villages punctuating this mountainous area. It can get freezing cold here. The people of Baluchistan say, except for Mount Taftan and Mount Basman, the only other place where you can see snow in the highlands is the same Gorgan region in Baluchistan. It can get really cold here. Because of the altitude and the relatively good rainfall here, this valley usually has a good amount of water. And abundant water means life and prosperity. The people of Gorgan are either farmers or orchard owners or livestock keepers. The most important thing for them to be able to do any of those things is to have clean drinking water. The people of the first village I visit are very kind and hospitable. In my conversations with them, I realize all the young people in the village are busy working simply because there is enough water. Everyone has something to do. They're all grateful to God for all their blessings. Their biggest asset is contentment. I could say most of the things I've seen in this village were built from scratch by the men and women living here. They are all content with what they have. They even have electricity. They live a beautiful, simple, and healthy life, away from the hustle and bustle of city life and excesses that distract human beings from their true self and from nature. The Baluch community leads a simple lifestyle in their simple homes in Baluchistan. They don't even expect a paved road. The peace that these lovely people exude is a breath of fresh air against the vicissitudes of city life. I am so at peace when I'm in their fold. Before long, I resume my journey and arrive in the village of Archenik, a bucolic settlement second to none. But it isn't the architecture and natural environment that lends Archenik its beauty. The most beautiful thing I come across is the hospitality of the local inhabitants. Archenikis are hard-working, hospitable people. Moments after I reach the village, one of the elders comes to welcome me and invite me to his beautiful house. And the family gives me the red carpet treatment. Personally, I have a lot of respect for the culture and customs of this lovely ancient tribe and have tried my best not to have a negative impact on the culture or any of the good social norms of this community. Instead, I learned from them things that I had no idea about before I met them. I have had many trips to far and exotic places in Iran. And on those trips, I saw many and varied village houses and nomad tents. But nothing like the teeps in the Gorgan region. beautiful, modest homes that offer peace and tranquility, just like their natural surroundings. Village elder Pir Muhammad fills me in on how they build their houses. My trip is nearing its end. That means I have to leave the beautiful Sistan and Baluchistan province and head back home. I leave with a bag of experience and memories as sweet as the dates of Gorgon. And I do so knowing that I haven't done any harm to the natural environment and the culture of this ancient tribe.
Well, I'm quite sure that this week's documentary about Iran's natural wonders intrigued all our audience across the globe. And I hope it inspires you to come and explore the hidden treasures of Iran. And that's it for this week. Do keep in touch with us. And until next week, goodbye.
In the limelight.
The Zionist regime's latest aggression against Syria, which resulted in the assassination of a senior Iranian military advisor, is a sign of desperation, as resistance movements in the region have pushed the regime on the back foot amid the Gaza war. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for more. Press TV noted, recently, Brigadier General Sayed Razi Mousavi, a senior commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, and a military advisor serving in Syria, was assassinated in an airstrike in the vicinity of Sayed Zainab in the countryside of Damascus. Mousavi was a seasoned military advisor and one of the IRGC commanders entrusted with the Syrian file, in charge of providing logistical support to the axis of resistance in Syria. The IRGC statement noted that Mousavi was a comrade of Iran's top anti-terror commander, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, the former head of the IRGC Quds Force, who was assassinated in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq in January 2020. Mousavi had reportedly survived multiple assassination attempts over the past several years. Last year, Israel's Channel 14 described Mousavi as the director of the liaison office between Damascus and Tehran, showing he had been under the Zionist scanner for a long time. Hossein Akbari, Iran's ambassador to Syria, told media persons that three missiles hit his home near Damascus only hours after he had returned from the Iranian embassy. Akbari stressed that Mousavi held a diplomatic passport and residence and that, according to 1961 and 1973 international conventions, his assassination constitutes a blatant crime. The Iranian envoy also stated that the slain IRGC commander's place of residence was well known, so the Israeli terror attack did not require extensive intelligence work. It was not the first such foolhardy act. Earlier in December, the Israeli regime killed two IRGC military advisors, Mohammad Ali Atai and Panah Taghizadeh, in an attack in Syria. Iran maintains an advisory mission in Syria at the request of Damascus to help the Arab country get rid of foreign-backed terrorists who have been fighting the Syrian government since 2011. The Zionist regime and the U.S. have been hand-in-glove with Daesh and other terrorist groups in Syria, carrying out frequent attacks on forces associated with the Syrian government and its allies. In a message recently, Iran's President Sayed Ebrahim Raisi said the vicious act of assassinating the IRGC military advisor in a missile attack in Syria was yet another sign of the usurping Zionist regime's frustration, helplessness, and incapacity. President Raisi said the Zionist regime will definitely pay the price for its criminal act of killing a senior military advisor of IRGC in the Arab country. Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, in his message, also expressed his condolences to Mousavi's family, as well as the Iranian and Syrian nations, over the IRGC officials' martyrdom. The top Iranian diplomat wrote in a post on X, "This honorable martyr fought bravely against terrorists for many years, alongside martyr Haj Qasem Soleimani, to ensure the security of Iran and the West Asian region. Tel Aviv must await a hard countdown," he hastened to add in a stern warning. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani also strongly condemned the Zionist regime's terrorist act, saying the vicious and cowardly act was another indication of the terrorist nature of the Israeli regime, and adding that Iran reserves the right to respond to it in due time and place. He noted, "Since its sinister existence, the Zionist regime has committed various kinds of crimes by repeatedly and continuously violating international regulations and norms, and today it has also committed a cowardly and aggressive terrorist act." Iranian Defense Ministry spokesman Brigadier General Reza Taloinik also strongly condemned the Israeli terror attack, saying the crime deserves global condemnation and punishment. He told a news conference recently, "The Israeli regime should wait for the retribution of its recent terrorist attack. Waiting for the time to pay the price will torture Zionists and their elements to death." He also described the actions of the U.S. and the Zionist regime outside the Gaza Strip as a sign of warmongering, referring to the recent attacks on resistance movements in Syria and Iraq. He stated, "Surely the authoritative and intelligence response will be carried out in a way and in a time, place and manner that will not achieve the goals of the Zionist regime in such terrorist operations." Recently, IRGC spokesman Brigadier General Ramezan Sharif said Iran will respond appropriately to the Zionist regime over the assassination of a senior military advisor in Syria. He said, "Definitely, with the martyrdom of Mousavi, there will be no disruption in our missions to confront the Zionist regime." Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement, in a statement, condemned in the strongest terms the Zionist regime's assassination of the IRGC official in Syria, describing it as a blatant violation. Hezbollah said in a statement, "We consider the assassination of Brigadier General Sayed Razi Mousavi in Syria to be a flagrant and shameless violation, which is off limits." The Lebanese movement added that Mousavi dedicated decades of his honorable life to support the Islamic resistance in Lebanon and tirelessly helped the resistance and its fighters. It described the martyred Iranian commander as a comrade in arms of the former commander of the IRGC Quds Force, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, who is widely revered in the region. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad Resistance Movement also strongly condemned the Zionist regime's assassination, saying the occupying regime should await a decisive response for its cowardly act. In a statement released recently, Islamic Jihad said Brigadier General Mousavi played a pivotal role in supporting regional resistance forces as well as the Palestinian nation resistance and cause. The movement said the occupying regime's dirty assassination operation proves once again that this criminal regime contaminates the entire region and its only job is to shed the blood of people and spread murder and crimes, it concluded. We reiterate that the crimes of the occupying regime and its encroachment on regional stability and security will lead to its defeat at the hands of resistance forces. In a separate statement, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine offered condolences to the Iranian nation and leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, over General Mousavi's martyrdom. The PFLP statement said the commander played an important role in supporting the resistance and developing its capabilities. Mousavi's assassination, which was carried out with direct coordination and participation of the United States and the West, shows that the criminal doctrine of the Zionist aggressor regime targets the whole world and region, the group noted. This crime will have no result other than escalating attacks by the resistance against the Zionist regime and its mercenaries in the region, the PFLP statement noted. We will never allow the occupying, criminal and cowardly enemy to feel safe and stable in the region. It must always live in terror and panic and await the next response. Also, Yemen's Ansarullah resistance movement in a statement said the Israeli regime's assassination of the Iranian military advisor in Syria is a sign of the regime's desperation in the face of setbacks that have suffered at the hands of regional resistance groups amid the regime's war on Gaza. The statement said this martyr was one of the warriors of resistance who had spent his life fighting the regional project of the U.S. and the Zionist regime.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really happy, inshallah. Today also we have Brother Fawad Haider and Hussein Akbari. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Fawad, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine too.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine, brothers and sisters. Hope you are fine as well, inshallah. Today, in this session, we will be talking about ayah 121 of Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am on page 143. So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 143, ayah 121 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم ليجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون.
All right. That was a nice recitation, Fawad and Hussein. We will practice this ayah, the Tajweed rules, and we'll get to know what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll practice the recitation. Hussein, can you read it?
Yes.
Read it once. Read it, please. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم ليجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Fawad, let's see what important tajweed points we should focus on, okay?
Yes.
So, وَلَا تَأَكُلُوا. Do we have any important point here in this word, Fawad? وَلَا تَأَكُلُوا.
No.
No.
No tajweed rules.
No tajweed rules. No, no special tajweed rules. Actually, we have the pronunciation of Hamza, pronunciation
yes.
of Waw. Waw must be pronounced like wa, 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 not va, like V in English. It's not V in English, it's wa. Sometimes we make mistake, okay? Especially those who are native English speakers, they might confuse this, okay? This is W, sound of W, okay? Wa, wa, not V. Ta'kulu, a sound, A, B, C, D, a. It's not a. Those who know how to recite, sometimes they make mistake, okay? They replace ayn with hamza, hamza with ayn. This is wa la ta'kulu, read it forward. These two words, وَلَا
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا.
أحسن. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا. Fawad, read it. How do you read? Brothers and sisters, listen how Fawad reads.
مِمَّا.
Ah, مِمَّا. He reads what? This way. مِمَّا. Yes?
Yes.
إدغام. مِن مَا it is, actually.
Yes.
مِن مَا. Nun ساكن plus ميم. We merge them. What rule is called? What is the rule? Idgham. Mimma. What does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تَأَكُلُوا. Don't eat. Don't eat what? From what? Mimma. From things. Don't eat anything of these things. These things what? If it has this condition, don't eat these things. لَمْ يُذْ كَرِسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Okay. يُذْ, pronounce the letter ذَال correctly.
Yes.
How do you read it?
يُذْكَرِ.
يُذْ. Don't read it. يُذْ. It's not ذَا, it's ذْ. يُذْ. يُذْ. No. يُذْ. يُذْ. لَمْ يُذْكَرِسْمُ اللَّهِ. Hamzatul Wasl. Do you see it? Fawad?
Yes.
Hussein? Hamzatul Wasl. Yes?
Yes.
You ignore it. Yudhkarismullah. Join ra to sin. Allah says, do not eat from those things. Don't eat anything of what over which Allah Almighty's name has not been mentioned. It means if an animal is slaughtered, okay, you should know it. if it's slaughtered without the name of Allah Almighty being mentioned over it, don't eat it. Okay? It's haram. Don't eat it.
So, for example, some shops don't do this.
Uh-huh.
So, it's still haram for you?
Yeah, it's still haram for you to buy.
But if you don't know if they do it or
not. You must know this. What shop you are shopping? Is he a Muslim? The shopkeeper, the seller. Is he a Muslim, the butchery, or no? If he is a Muslim, you can trust him. Unless you have clear reason or evidence, like he has slaughtered it in a haram way, without mentioning the name of Allah Almighty, okay? So we have conditions, Hussein and Fawad, we have conditions for slaughtering, okay? So, Allah says, وَلَا تَأَكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Don't eat anything of what over which Allah Almighty's name has not been mentioned. Why? وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ. Read it. Fawad. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ.
وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ.
Uh-huh. Two important points are here. إِنَّهُ
غُنَّ sound and extension of the
sound. And extension of the noon, mashallah. لَفِسْقُ. قَف. When you end this, when you stop here, it turns to a ساكن قَف, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. لَفِسْقُن. The tanween changes to sukun. So here you have to
bounce the sound.
Bounce the sound. What is the rune called? Qal?
Qala.
Qal qala. Good job. Echoing sound. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ. So, there is a qila on the top. Fawad, can you tell us what does it say? Qila on the top.
So, this recommends that you should stop here, but it recommends, but you can continue too.
All right, so it's a stopping sign. Better to stop here, but still, if you want, you can join to the next part of the ayah and move on.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min fayd diya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Allah Almighty says, don't eat anything of what over which Allah Almighty's name has not been mentioned. Why? وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ. And that is indeed transgression. It is sin if you do. It's a haram thing you do. This is the rule you should obey. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ إِنَّ. Again. Nun mushaddad, extend the sound, plus khunna sound. Wa inna shayatina. Shayatina. There is a baby alif, yeah? What yes. should we do?
Extend the sound.
Yeah. Shayatina, two count. La yuhuna ila the mad. Is it wajib?
No.
No. Because Hamza is in the next word. Awliya starts with Hamza. It's not in the word ila. They are in different words. But awliya'ihim, the word awliya'ihim has a mad. This is wajib.
Yes.
Okay. Ila awliya'ihim. So Allah says, indeed, the Satans inspire their friends liyujadilukum, to dispute with you, to argue with you. Hey, come on. They are the same. If an animal is slaughtered in an Islamic way or in a non-Islamic way, they are the same. Just eat. Enjoy the meat. But Allah says, no. Eat the animals over which Allah Almighty's name has been
mentioned.
And not the other ones. Okay? I told you, it affects your spirit. It affects your body. So, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُكُمْ أَطَعْ. The letter عَيْن. Hussein, say Ayn.
Ayn.
Ayn. The way he pronounces. Not Ayn. Wa in ata'. Read this, Hussein. Read. Wa in ata'tumuhum.
Wa in ata'tumuhum.
All right, Fawad. He pronounced the noon with a hidden sound. Wa in. Is that correct?
No.
How do you should read it?
You should just pronounce the sound in.
All right, read it.
In.
The whole word. وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ
وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ
أحسن. No إخفاء, okay? وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُهُمْ because we have Hamza after Nun. Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. These six letters, if they come right after the Nun, Sakin, or Tanween, you don't have to hide the sound. Okay? They are throat letters. إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ إِنَّكُمْ again, Nun Mushaddad. So Allah Almighty says, if you obey them, the satans, okay? Just tempts you and tells you, disputes you, hey, eat this one as well. It's halal, it's okay, eat it. Don't think about being halal or haram. Just eat it, enjoy it. Allah says, if you obey these temptations of shaitan, if you obey them, you will indeed be polytheists. Miss, you are not listening to me. If we believe in Allah Almighty as one God, so we should follow His sayings, His commandments, not the satans. Alright? Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. I will read this ayah once. Make sure you repeat after me, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, time to practice the recitation. We mentioned the tajweed rules. We mentioned the tafsir points simply. And now I will practice. I will read. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready, guys?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق.
ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق.
أحسنت. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ
وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ
وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ
وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ
أحسنتم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Hassan, thank you so much. Allah bless you, Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us up to this time. That's all from us for today. Hope you stay safe, inshallah. Stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان